Hey folks, Dan Friel here with your market update for April 17th, 2024. We saw mortgage rates go up right over there and they went up to 7.5%. Kind of called that right on the button yesterday. Why? We had uncertainties in the market. The Federal Reserve Chairman came out and he said, okay, we're not seeing the data of the inflation continue to come down. So we're probably going to have to stay higher for longer. Okay, well, that, it is what it is. We have to move our decisions with a lot of these things as news and data comes in. That's why I do this report on a daily basis. Got a lot of you guys bash me saying, Dan, you predicted 5.5 rates. Well, I didn't predict, you know, basically Iran bombing Iraq or Israel. I didn't expect the Gaza situation. I didn't think oil would go up to $95, maybe $100 a barrel. These are all things that cause uncertainty in our markets. So as that data comes in, you have to change your tune on things that are going on. So let's take a deep dive in the news on what's happening today. So the economic news that we have for today is nothing. We have Wednesday crude oil inventories. Okay, they're expected, the last reading was 5.8 million, expected to drop all the way down to 1.6. We're going to see and monitor that with a fine-tooth comb. Why? Because oil prices, they're a huge piece of our inflation. U.S. oil fell finally below $85 a barrel. They were thinking it was going to go to $95 or $100 a barrel. If that happened, you're going to see inflation go up. The reason being, it's lifeblood of our economy. That's how everything is produced and shipped. Okay. The other piece of this puzzle is, like I was saying right here, Middle East tensions are posing the biggest threat to rate cuts all over the world, even in the European markets. Same thing are happening here. So as this data comes in, you have to make your decisions or change your outlook on things. Okay. One of the other things I want to explain to a lot of people is when you're looking at real estate, it's not the one where you're going to get huge gains. In most cases over history, you're going to get gains on houses of about 4, 5, 6% a year. You're not going to get 10 or 20% increases on the home's value. Okay. So please, when you're looking at buying real estate other than any other asset like stocks, bonds, cryptocurrencies, and so forth, real estate is a little bit of a different tune. No, you don't want to lose money, but no, it's not an investment where you're going to get, double your money in 5 years. That's one thing I want to get across to a lot of people. And then the other thing is I said, we're starting to get a lot of applications from Allentown, PA recently, and I just got hammered. It's like, oh, it's the ghetto, it's this, it's that. So I have another area of the economy that you might be wanting to look at. It's right outside of Chicago, about 10 minutes from my house, and you can find affordable homes there as well. So let's get over to the day's data. We go to the economic calendar, like I said, is nothing, but we go to my calendar, and here's what's happening today. We have the refinance charts right here, 10-year bond auctions, Federal Beige Book, really nothing coming out, but it scares the bejesus out of me when the Federal Reserve, people from the Federal Reserve come out and talk, because it depends if they're hawkish or dovish. Okay, if they're hawkish, they're going to come out and say, well, inflation's still a problem. We might have to increase rates. If they're dovish, they're going to come in and say, well, the data has been coming down. It's stagnant just recently, but the data continues to show progress. So it depends on who you listen to. So it's like kind of YouTube. You might listen to one group of people saying housing market's going to crash. Then you have the other piece of the people saying the housing market's not going to crash. You guys make your own decision. That's why we do this video on a daily basis, to educate you guys. Okay, so that's what's going on right there. Another piece of this equation is the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve has been dumping bonds, okay? Why is this a concern? Well, right here, it's the Federal Reserve's balance sheet. Let's look at it over time. You go back through here, the maximum. Federal Reserve's balance sheet's always been kind of not that exciting. Let me take my head out of the way real quick. Here's the Fed's balance sheet. Look how it's basically nothing. And then we had the 2008 debacle with housing, and then it spiked up. Then what happened over here? COVID. And they just pumped and pumped and pumped money into the economy. Okay, so that basically they increased their balance sheets by buying tons and tons of bonds. Okay, that drove down interest rates in general, as well as mortgage rates. So that's what we've seen right through this area, right through here. Since then, what happened is the Federal Reserve is not buying bonds anymore. They're actually selling them. So right, if you look at this, let's go to a five-year chart. If you look at the peak of this, it was about a year ago, where the Federal Reserve had an $9 trillion balance sheet. What is it now? 7.4. What's the difference? Well, let's go to ChatGPT and figure that out. So they've reduced their balance sheets by 16, almost 17%. Okay, so let me put that into perspective for you. Here's what happens in the bond market. When you flood the market with bonds and you don't have a lot of buyers, what happens? the price goes down and down and down, bringing up the yield to attract buyers into bonds, okay? So when the Federal Reserve jumped in and they were buying like crazy during COVID and everything else, I just showed you their balance sheet, it means they were buyers. They're buying and buying and buying. But the supply was, let's say, stagnant. So when you have tons of people buying, what happens to the price then? It goes up. Okay, what happens on bonds when the price goes up? Yields come down. That's why I got, you know, back in 2021, everybody complains about me. I have a 2.6 30-year fixed rate on my mortgage, okay? And what happened then? Well, I've got that mortgage right about in this well, let's go over here, right about in this time frame through here, okay? So that's what happened, all right? And that's what really caused mortgage rates and interest rates in general to come down. Okay, so let's go over to here. Here's, I'm going to throw this out there. Elgin, Illinois. It's about 15, 20 minutes from my house. Now, here's what I'm trying to explain to guys. I'm not picking the areas. What I want to explain to you guys is if you live in Southern California, you live in Miami, your house prices are going to be high. You know, a lot of people were traveling all over the country to move when they were remote workers. Just they wanted to be in that fantastic area, Austin, Arizona, California, and so forth. So you moved to those locations because they had the bling. But there's a lot of areas in the economy in the country that's affordable. So you have this place about 45 minutes from downtown Chicago. Look at the houses. I just did a price range of up to $300,000. And what you do is you go through here. And what I'm explaining is I'm not saying Elgin's the place for you guys to live, but there are homes that are affordable for people. Okay, you look through here, 240, 250, 260, 290, 199, 180. Again, guys, this is 45 minutes from Chicago, okay? And it's probably 10 or 15 minutes from where I live. So my whole point was, if you're in an area that is high rent districts, you better be making a lot of money to be able to afford a house in those areas, because otherwise it's just not in the cards, okay? So that was my whole point yesterday, to say, okay, you know, there are parts of the country that don't have affordable housing. I get it, but there's still a lot of areas that do. So if you're out there and you're looking at one of these and you're like, hey, Dan, would I qualify for one of these? Make great income, my credit's pretty darn good, or, you know, and I have the money to put down, or maybe I don't have the money to put down. We might be able to help you there. So if you go over to therateupdate.com, this is our website. Okay, there's different things here that can help you. One of the biggest things we have is a grant. We have a grant program right up through there. What you're going to do is if you're like, Dan, I got the money, I got the monthly income, I got the credit, I don't have money for a down payment, what can you do? Well, you're going to go over to the grant finder and click it. You're going to see if you qualify for some of the grants. Some of them are up to $10,000. And these grants that we're showing down below, there's no repercussion. You don't have to pay them back. There's no lien on the house. It's basically forgivable once you leave the closing. So if that's you and you're like, hey, Dan, I'd love to apply and see if I can buy a house in today's market, the only thing you need to do is really just click the apply now button right up through there or the grant finder, you're on your way. Or if you've put in an application, you've been waiting for 3, 4, 5 days. We haven't forgot about you guys. We're a little bit backlogged because we had a lot of people out for spring break. Give us a call or email me directly. I'd love to dig in and help you. How do you do that? Well, go down to the bottom of our screen and you're going to have both that information right there. You're going to have our 800 number, 844-775-5626, or you can email me directly at dan@therateupdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. If you haven't subscribed yet, please don't forget to do that right down there. And we do have a live event today. It will be at 2:30 Central Time. Me and Kyle Seagraves of Win the House You Love are here to answer all your home buying questions, no matter it's from a first-time home buyer, you're looking to maybe invest property, or maybe you're even looking to refinance at this time. We're here to help you. So thanks for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic day. Hope to see you later today on our live. Bye-bye.